Support for WILL Agriculture comes from Murray Wise Associates, LLC, providing nationwide land auctions, farmland sales and management, and financial advice for agribusiness. Information on upcoming land auctions and offerings can be found at murraywiseassociates.com.
You're listening to Illinois Public Media on this first day of the work week. A Monday morning, I'm UofI Extension's Todd Gleason. We're on our way to 87 degrees here in the Urbana-Champaign area with a 70% chance of rainfall this afternoon. Thunderstorms are likely throughout the day. Thunderstorms tonight at the 60% chance level. Down to 69 degrees more on the weather forecast in just a bit. Let's turn our attention to Chicago, where the CME Group futures are trading and have been for a while this morning. July corn futures are at $4.45¾. They're down 7.5 cents. December 7.5 lower as well at $4.44½. July beans at 14.16 on the last tick, up a quarter. November at 12.35¼, 3¾ higher. And July of next year at 16.54½, a penny and 3/4 higher. Bean meal is down 3.80. Bean oil 40 cents higher for the day. Live cattle futures are up 20 cents in the nearby June, up 60 cents in the August at 146.92½. Feeders at 208.35 in that lead option, up $1.47½, and lean hogs in the July unchanged at 127.82½ for the day. The outside markets are now trading the crude oil for the day at $106.35. They're down 48 cents. RBOB gasoline, that's the wholesale price at $3.11¼¢. That's a penny and 0.3¢ lower. And then the ethanol futures at $2.07, currently trading down 2.5 cents. And the difference between the two, or the spread, is $1.05¢ wide. That's a penny and 0.1¢ wider than it was yesterday. To take up these numbers and so much more this morning is Kurt Kimmel from Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. He always joins us on a Monday. Good morning to you, Kurt.
Good morning, Todd.
Tell me about the trade overnight from Sunday evening's beginning of this trading session.
Well, a little bit of a reversal taking place here Sunday evening, and the wee hours of the morning, we saw some strength on, I think, some follow-through buying interest on some short covering, and we saw option expiration there on Friday, of course, a little bit of demand around. I think concerns maybe a little too much water and some hail damage in some areas, and that gave the market some confidence to trade higher. But once we started retrading the grains at 8:30, especially got into 9:30, the market came in and sold off quite a bit here, so it looks like we're going to see a lot of zigging and zagging back forth here, and the trades be anxious to see what this afternoon's crop conditions reports to give, see if that news gives the market some direction.
Now, do you suppose that this afternoon we'll see conditions begin to waver given all the rainfall that has happened in the northwestern part of the Corn Belt?
It's going to be spotty. There's going to be some areas may show a little deterioration. In some areas, you have to have some snorkel and fins to check out the conditions, of course. But overall, in past history, too much water really isn't real bullish until you get more into the growing season. Conditions are the best they could be. We could see maybe a slight increase in the poor to very poor conditions and a slight decrease in the good to excellent category. But for the most part, when you talk to guys that's receiving a lot of this rain, they'll tell you it still looks awful good in some areas.
Well, we are just a week away now from the grain stocks report, which would be the quarterly, and the acreage report from USDA. Those are due out at 11 o'clock Central Time on Monday morning of next week. Any indication of what the trade thinks about these two reports and what they'll show?
Well, that's a good question. The thing is, I think some people need to probably look at this report and move on to harvested acres with this water around, but for the most part looking for a slight increase in bean acreage, steady corn acreage, and as far as stocks go, that'll be the first, not the first, but another good indication on usage. And the thing on the beans, they'll watch that real close to see how much we have to slow down this old crop demand or actually get imports into this country to satisfy demand. So we feel the news to watch real close that could be the market maker would be the bean stocks numbers.
Yeah, this could set the tone. I'm wondering, given that tone, no matter what it really does, especially for the beans, producers have been tight holders thinking, hey, wait a second, this is tight. We've got a $14 handle on the front end of the July contract. It remains tight. Demand looks good. I'm going to hold out. Will they all come to the market at once and drop like a son of a gun?
Well, it'll be strung out. If we see a drop in the market all at once, it would be the end user just stepping away and taking some downtime. In past history, when these tight bean situations occurred, what we've seen in the past is the end user kind of wait and see what type of meal or oil demand is created, then turn around and bid up for the beans. So it's going to be a volatile old crop situation. The traders are looking for this July-November bean spread to test this 177 area. That'd be a good place to put that bull spread back on. Even though we're going to go into some deliveries here, if one does do that July-November spread, be subject to deliveries going into next week. I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of deliveries, but that's where probably most action is going to be more in the spread versus flat price here as we go into 1st of July.
Turning your attention to the livestock and the cattle market in particular, cattle on feed report came out Friday afternoon. It was neutral as most people's perspective. Did it have an impact once trade started on Sunday night, or once trade had started on the Mercantile Exchange?
Yeah, well, we start trade here this morning, and it was firm, on fire, of course. Kind of looks like pullbacks are going to be fairly well supported. Talk of 150 cash trade. Cattle futures are a discount where the cash is. So, you know, this meat sector is going to remain somewhat firm here for a good long time in front of us. We've just got real tight supplies. We'll see how the 4th of July demand pans out in through here. So far, it looks fairly strong, so we'll get the indication as we come back from the 4th of July holiday, see how much actually moved. Hog-wise, we're looking at a situation where trade is looking at a pickup of numbers here for the next 2 weeks or so. So that sort of put the hog market in a little bit of a correction. But overall, these meat prices, we feel, is going to remain fairly well firm as we move through the summer.
Why is the trade looking for more hogs to come in?
Just a slight pickup in numbers just over the next 2 weeks. We're not going to see a big mass of numbers come in. We're still hearing these truckers that haul hogs around are still got a lot of downtime between loads and so forth. Overall numbers are relatively small due to the virus we saw last winter, but the trade was just looking at just a slight uptick in numbers here over the next 2 weeks.
We'll talk to you again in the 2 o'clock hour today. Thanks so much, Kurt.
Very good. Take care.
Kurt Kimmel is with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. Joins us here on the mid-morning market report from WILL AM 580. The numbers in Chicago trading like this at this hour. July corn futures are on their last ticker, 7.5 cents lower at $4.46. September at $4.41, down 7.25. December at $4.44.75, 7.25 lower. And July of next year at $4.68, down 7.5 cents. July soybeans, $14.13.25, 2.5 cents lower. August, $13.58.25, 3.25 lower. September up 2.5 at $12.66. And November beans, your new crop, at $12.33.25, a penny and 3/4 higher. January of next year at $12.38.75, up 0.5. And July of 2015 unchanged at $12.52.75. July bean meal at $4.54.80, down $4.40. July bean oil at $40.40. That's up 27. August live cattle at $146.90, 57.5 cents higher. August feeders at $208.35 are up $1.47.5, and the August lean hogs today, 7.5 cents lower at $129.07.5. You, of course, are listening to WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. Find our ag programming at willag.org. That's WILLAG.org online, or you can follow me on Twitter at Commodity Week, David A. Dickey, at David A. Dickey. And if you're looking for all of the stations, go to will.illinois.com. illinois.edu. Here's what the weather forecast is calling for today. Showers and thunderstorms, those after 1 this afternoon. Partly sunny otherwise, a high of 87 degrees on a southwest wind. At 9 to 13 miles an hour, that'll gust all the way to 16 today. Chance of precipitation in the Urbana-Champaign area set at 70% for this afternoon. That drops to 60% tonight with a 69-degree low, 20% chance of thunderstorms tomorrow, otherwise partly sunny, and 83 degrees. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.